Nick Leggett is the chief executive of Transport New Zealand, Ia Ara Aotearoa. Nick's no stranger to the political world, having been a former mayor of Porirua and also an MP for the Nats back in the day. But the organisation he heads now is calling for the government to keep the fuel excise tax off. In March of this year, the government slashed excise tax by 25 cents a litre, and that's been well received, but prices everywhere else have been going up too, so I guess many are hoping that it will stay that way. Nick, thanks for joining us on the program. Tēnā koe, mate. My name's Dale, and I appreciate your time.
A te marea, Dale. And just to let you know, I've never been an MP.
Okay, thanks. All right, mate. Did you want to be once?
Oh, maybe, but I think I'm over that now.
Okay, fair enough, too. You've seen the light, Nick.
That's the one.
Good on you, Nick. Thanks for joining us. Well, firstly, I mean, any respite, at a time where we're seeing prices always going up is welcome, Nick. So tell us about that 25%. I mean, gee, the prices have gone up anyway, even despite that 25 cents.
Yes. Back in April, the government took the view that there was a support package needed for New Zealanders to be able to move around more easily with a subsidy to their fuel. So that was 25 cents a litre, as you say. Also a discount to road user charges of about 36%. And that, of course, really positively impacted the trucking industry. And the last part of the package was a 50% discount on public transport fares. Now, that whole package was costed at the time at about $120 million a month. The government extended it. It's pretty expensive. But the plan is for them to put everything back to normal on about 31st of January next year. And our position is that while inflation remains at the level that it is, while there is the volatility in the international fuel market, that actually both whānau and businesses deserve that relief to continue. It is quite an important easing, I think, on many, on the cost of living and on household budgets, and it's a really direct way for the government to show that it recognises that people are hurting at the moment. And that is something that can't be indefinite, of course, but we feel that while inflation is above 7%, that it should be retained until we get a bit more stability into, what we pay at the pump, that it's important that support remains in place.
Well, it's election year next year. Wouldn't it make some sense for those who wanted to stay in power to, keep their cuts on it, Nick?
Well, you and I might say that, and I think you could be right, Dale. But, it seems like an odd decision. I mean, the issue with any kind of, intervention like this, of course, is that it's really easy to say, right, we're gonna cut the cost of fuel at 25 cents a litre, but it's quite hard to remove that because nobody, wants that removed. And I think, the reality is that, and I don't think people are very aware of this, but on the 1st of February next year, it'll cost you an extra $12 or $15 to fill up, above and beyond what you paid the day before, if you're filling your tank. And so it's going to be quite a stark reality for people come 1st of February. And I think it's a time that the country can least afford it. And, of course, we talk about inflation. The one easing that we had of inflation, if you look at all the parts of the economy where prices went up, the one easing was in fuel because of, those price movements, but also, of course, because these taxes were taken off. So I just think it's the wrong time. Obviously, our industry is under pretty significant stress as well. And that's the second part of it. When you go to the supermarket after the 1st of February, 93% of the freight that moves around Aotearoa is on the back of a truck. And if you make it more expensive to run a truck, it's not rocket scientist to recognise that you put the price up of everything a truck carries. And so all those groceries and things that we rely on in our daily lives, will increase as well, because those costs have to be passed on.
Well, look, obviously, Transport NZ's a big organisation, and its perspectives need to be heeded. I hope that there are also some Māori angles here to challenge in the very same way that your organisation is, Nick. And it just goes without saying, that point you touched on there at the back end about the costs that will increase for the freight sector will immediately be transferred to mum and dad in the supermarket. And we've already seen $10 cabbages. I mean, where's this all heading to next year, mate? Well, how are we going to afford our boil-ups there, Nick?
Well, this is the question, and I think, you know, it does need to, that does need some examination by you, Dale, to be honest. This is real, and it's being felt in every, you know, house in the country at the moment, and we do need our politicians to not just talk about the theoretical and, you know, stuff off into the never-never. It's actually about those real everyday costs that whānau are experiencing. So it's really important, I think, and thank you for shedding a light on it, because I don't think people are aware this is coming in February. So we do all need to put pressure on our politicians to ensure that they have a rethink, and it would be nice to see that with any influence that you and your listeners have got.
Well, I wouldn't like to overstate that, Nick, but hey, it's a concerted effort, isn't it? Well, I've got you there too, Nick. Transport New Zealand, tell us about some Māori mahi that's involved with the work that you do, please, Nick. What sort of Māori considerations interweave the mahi of an organisation like yours?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And that's something we ask ourselves quite frequently, because you know that there's a very, very high proportion of Māori who work in the transport industry. Far greater affection of Māori in transport than there is in you know, general population. And so what we're working to do is to tell the stories of Māori workers through our diversity, through some diversity stories, and shine a light on those people that are doing Māori that are working in the industry and how they're bringing kaupapa to what they do. There are actually a lot of Māori transport owners as well, they're in different parts of the country and different sectors. If you think about log transport and livestock transport in some of those rural and provincial parts of New Zealand, there's some great mahi that goes on there. And what we, you know, as an organisation try to do is reflect what's happening in the industry. And it's a vital importance. And also not just tell the story of what the industry does, you know, to keeping New Zealand moving, but also try and attract a new generation, because I think that we've got to keep those workforces flowing, and we've got to show people that there's a career in the trucking industry.
Now, I reckon there'd be some neat stories too. As you say, some of the guys have grown up in and around trucks with good operating machinery, and I'm pleased to see that many of the guys are taking a punt on themselves and owning some of the best rigs in town. When you say you're collating the stories of diversity on behalf of Transport New Zealand, Nick, what sort of format do you collate them into? Have you got an in-house magazine or something?
Yeah, it's an ongoing thing, actually, and so we just try and tell those stories, but we do it with awareness, and we do it in a way that highlights, you know, the people that you wouldn't really think are in, you know, there's a sort of a view about what a truck driver looks like or somebody who owns a transport, and it's not always accurate. So we want to highlight those stories to show that the industry represents the country, but we also know that it's a great opportunity for Māori in whatever part of Aotearoa they live in to have a well-paid, skilled job, but one, as you point out, that they can actually turn into a business for themselves and own and operate a business. So it's an ongoing mission, really, but it's one that we're pretty committed to.
Good catching up with you, Nick. Thanks very much for sharing some cordial, and like you, let's hope that the 25 cents is maintained into next year as well, because life's tough out there on Civvy Street for many of our peeps, and I appreciate you shedding some light on some of these issues from your perspective, Nick. All the best of the mahi ahead and for the summer break. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. You too. Take care, though.
Thank you, Nick. Nick Leggett's the Chief Executive of Transport New Zealand, E Ara Aotearoa. Just on to those trucking songs, or trucking 6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home tonight. There's one. And, of course, Convoy. Breaker, breaker, 10-4, good buddy. Looks like we got a bear up ahead.